You know, there are a lot of problems right now in the NBA, the incompetent officiating, the integrity of the game is being questioned. A lot of fans believe that NBA officials are actually betting on the outcome of games. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but the theory is out there. The NBA has the worst commissioner in professional sports, Alice Silver. Now, Rob Manfred, he is doing his best to dethrone Alice as the worst commissioner in professional sports. I see where Robbie has scheduled opening day games in Major League Baseball for 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, isn't that just a brilliant strategy? Shohei Ohtani makes his debut with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the game's going to be live at 3 in the morning. Robbie Manfred really cares about his fans, which in Major League Baseball, the number of fans are counted by the dozens instead of being counted by the thousands. But anyway, the NBA, they haven't really prepared for the future. They continue to promote aging stars like LeBron James and Steph Curry instead of building around the young stars of the future. There's a lot of problems right now in the NBA, but at least they don't have these problems. At least Adam Silver doesn't have to worry about one of the biggest stars in college basketball highlighting the obvious cons of his league on the biggest platform of the year. Now, of course, one of the reasons Alice doesn't have to worry about that, there are no stars in men's college basketball. Most people could not name a single player competing right now in March Madness. Hell, tickets for some of these games, first round games, they're going for as low as $8. I've spent more money watching my nephews play Little League Baseball. Tickets are going for $8, and they still can't sell out these first round games in March Madness. Men's college basketball is dying. It's almost like death by a thousand cuts. But that's okay. That's okay. Because the women, they are keeping college basketball alive, at least temporarily. The women have been absolutely phenomenal this season. The problem, though, for young women like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, this is probably as good as it's going to get. You better enjoy these 4 years of college basketball. You better stretch that eligibility as far as you can, because there will eventually come a time when the NCAA forces you to leave, and your only option if you want to continue playing basketball for a living here in America, your only option is submitting your application for an entry-level position as a Class A dump diver in the WNBA dump. I actually feel bad for these young women who face the terrifying possibility of going from professional basketball to professional trash engineers. It has got to be difficult to know that your career is peaking in your late teens or early 20s. Angel Reese knows this. Angel Reese knows what lies ahead of her. And credit should be given here to Angel Reese, because she's one of the few. Hell, she might be the only player in women's college basketball who is willing to speak the truth about the WNBA. But before we get to her comments, let's get to the sponsor for today's video, the distributors for the best chocolate in the country, my friends over at Angelic Imports. Me personally, I have never been a big fan of sweets. I'm not a big snack person. I would rather eat full meals than fill up throughout the day on snacks. But last month, I got my wife 65 pieces of Gouffre chocolate from Angelic Imports, and I have been snacking ever since. I think I have eaten more of it than she has. Matter of fact, once her Valentine's gift from me was depleted, I ordered more at the beginning of March, and it's damn near gone too. My household, we have become regular consumers of Angelic Imports. The chocolate offered by Angelic Imports, this is not your average gas station candy. Gouffre is a gourmet German confection imported directly from the Swiss, French, and German border areas. And it doesn't have to be a holiday for you to enjoy the high-quality chocolate from Angelic Imports. This candy is great to have around in case of emergencies. If you do something to piss your wife off and you're trying to get back on her good side, forget about a dozen roses. They'll be dead within a week. For less than $20, you can get her a bag of Gouffre Golden Secrets, which contains 20 pieces of Gouffre, and it'll have your wife forgetting about what you did to piss her off in no time. Gouffre is perfect for anniversaries, birthday parties. It would make an excellent gift for Mother's Day, or you can have the most popular desk at work. I'm telling you, I promise, You will not be disappointed. This is the best candy I've ever tasted. As an added bonus, when you purchase from Angelic Imports, you are supporting a retired veteran in the U.S. Air Force. Also, be sure to request free samples at checkout and Angela will send you some complimentary pieces. Click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BEHINDTHELINE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Angelic Imports. All right, yesterday afternoon, Angel Reese and some of her teammates, they were taking questions from the media at a press conference. Their first round matchup against Rice scheduled for later this afternoon, but the media, they weren't too interested in talking about Rice. Most of them probably didn't even realize that the University of Rice had a basketball team at the women's professional level. Angel Reese has yet to declare her draft status. She's got one more year of eligibility left at LSU, and unlike Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese doesn't seem too thrilled, doesn't seem too excited at the inevitable prospect of entering the WNBA dump. Someone in the media, they asked her about brand deals and if she is worried about them not crossing over with her into the dump. Right now, Angel Reese is the 8th highest paid player in women's basketball. Her valuation is $1.8 million a year, and she's got deals with Topps, Reebok, Airbnb, Beats by Dre, and Tampax. Tampax. Yeah, Tampax. Once she gets to the WNBA, that Tampax deal is probably gone. You can't have deals with Tampax when the official sponsor in the WNBA is just for men. Angel Reese, though, she's not too concerned about her brand deals disappearing once she is forced to become a dump diver. She is confident that these brands will follow her to the WNBA. But it's what she said towards the end of the clip that caught my attention. Now, the mainstream media, they're not talking about this for obvious reasons, but I damn sure noticed. Watch for yourself.
Regardless, I'm going to be able to make money staying or going. Understanding that my brand has been built where I know that more than being in college is something that I can do. The deals are going to follow me if I leave or stay. And I've built that relationship with a lot of these brands. I don't just have brands that are in college. I have brands that are long-term deals that are just past college. Of course, we may not have the same benefits of the same training rooms, the commercial flights and stuff like that. And I think, of course, that's the con of everything. But it's a win or lose situation regardless of the decision that we're going to make, but you have to make a sacrifice in understanding what you want and what it's going
to
take.
First of all, I am not as confident as Angel Reese that these brand deals will follow her to the WNBA. She is right, though, in the short term. I have no doubt that the deal she has in place now will follow her to the WNBA temporarily. But long term, I have my doubts. And look, I hope I'm wrong about this. I wish nothing but success for Angel Reese. I hope she continues to make millions of dollars. I hope she makes enough money to set up her family for the rest of their lives. However, I'm just not convinced that these multi-million dollar endorsement deals will continue long term in the WNBA. Why are these brands paying Angel Reese to endorse their products? There's only one reason. Right now, Angel Reese has a massive platform. Over the next few weeks, Angel Reese, she'll be playing in front of millions of viewers. When is the last time the WNBA drew millions of viewers? Hell, when is the last time the WNBA drew a million viewers? They can't even draw 500,000 during the playoffs. Brands are willing to pay Angel Reese now because she's famous, but fame is fleeting. You can be famous today and forgotten tomorrow. And it doesn't take very long to be forgotten. You guys know how TMZ has that Remember Them category? I think it's called Remember Them. About once a week, I get a Twitter notification from TMZ, and they are showing someone who was famous years ago and what they're up to now. 5 years from now, it's entirely possible that Angel Reese could be in that category. Angel Reese was once a superstar in women's professional basketball. Once she was demoted to the WNBA, Angel Reese seemingly disappeared. Where is she now? TMZ caught up with Angel Reese working as a senior sales associate at Garfield's, the store dedicated to pampering felines owned by the ultimate feline, Keith Olbermann. Kitty poo, kitty poo. Like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Angel Reese continues to make millions, but The most interesting comment was Angel Reese highlighting the overwhelming negatives of joining the WNBA. You heard her say it yourself. When she enters the WNBA, she won't have the same high-level training facilities. She'll go from playing in front of 10,000 people in an actual basketball arena at LSU to playing in front of 10 people in a high school gym. She will go from flying to away games on the LSU private jet to flying to away games on Spirit Airlines. And that's if she's lucky. My inside sources tell me some WNBA players, they are traveling to away games on the Greyhound bus. Mid-level employees, they are given the added benefit of riding the Amtrak. Only those willing to pick up a second job as a flight attendant are given the benefit of flying commercial. Towards the end of the clip, Angel Reese said something that I thought was very damning for the WNBA. She said, "You have to make a sacrifice." Basically, if she forgoes her final year of eligibility to enter the WNBA, she's going to be making a sacrifice. And credit to Angel Reese for speaking the truth, because she is not wrong. Make no mistake about it. Caitlin Clark is making a sacrifice by entering the WNBA a year early. Angel Reese would be doing the same if she chose to leave professional basketball for the dump. Theoretically speaking, it really shouldn't be that way for these young women. They should not be making a sacrifice by going from college basketball to the WNBA, but that is just the reality. And to be honest with you, the only reason life is better in college is because the students and the football programs are footing the bill. If these college programs were operating like an actual business, the accommodations in women's basketball, it would be similar to the WNBA, if not worse. LSU won the national championship last year. They still lost millions of dollars. Headline at Marca: LSU is in financial trouble despite Angel Reese's success. Their women's basketball program lost $8 million last season. $8 million! They won a national title. They had all this mainstream recognition. They still lost $8 million. Unfortunately for Kathy Engelbert, there's really nothing the WNBA can do about this. Even with subsidies from the NBA, the WNBA, they can't afford to match the amenities in women's college basketball. Kat Engelbert, she's still trying to find a way for this league to generate a single peso in profit. What Angel Reese is saying, it's real. These are real concerns. You go from flying first class to serving cookies and coach. But give me your thoughts on this. Angel Reese highlights the concerns of entering the WNBA. She comments on the sacrifice that she would be making by leaving college a year early to enter the dump. Long term, do you think endorsement deals will follow Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese to the WNBA? 5 years from now, will they still be making millions of dollars through endorsements, or will they be remembered as superstars in college basketball that disappeared from the mainstream once they entered the WNBA, the place where basketball careers expire? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.